Hi, and welcome to the Occulting Life podcast. I'm Chelsea Stratton from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And I'm Sherry McConnell from Occulting Life.
And today's podcast episode, it's Monday, April 10th. We are excited to be here. We kind of have some odd weather, but it is allergy season. So I'm just going to first and foremost say that's why I sound like this. And we'll go from there. Just really high pollen,
yes,
right?
Yes, I got a high pollen alert on my phone this morning.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So my husband and myself, like it's, wild. But we are happy to be here and happy it's April. It's exciting stuff.
And we have a really fun episode for you today, but...
We have a really, really fun episode today.
We're excited.
Something different than we've ever done
before. Yeah, we've never done this before.
And it was all inspired, actually, by Lisa Alexander of Moda Fabrics.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who left really, really kind messages of support and just graciousness and kindness. I was floored by that from all of you. And I can't even thank you enough just from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Yeah.
I felt so loved. And so.
Yeah. And also lots of email messages came in too.
Lots of email messages.
Thank you.
Just thank you. I just could not believe that. And I just appreciate all of you. So. Now, Mom is going to go into her beautiful quilts.
Okay. Well, on the wall is Happy Spools. And of course, it's with our Bountiful Blooms fabric. And there is also a mini quilt included in that pattern. And then on the table is Summer Sky 2. And it is a fat quarter quilt. And this is the biggest quilt I did this time. It's just almost 80 inches by 80 inches.
Oh, yeah. You went big.
Yeah, so this one, I've had it on a bed and just love it. So it fits a full-size bed pretty well, and you could actually make the border just a touch bigger, and you could actually use it for a queen with another border. So.
Yeah. This one just looks so soft and crinkly.
Yeah.
I would choose it as a quilt to use.
Yeah, and I had Val just do an all-over pattern on this one, and I love them all. So, and then also kind of behind Chelsea on the ladder is Maple Sky. And that one has a mini included as well. But what I really want to show you is this adorable pin cushion that was gifted. Billy can pop up a picture so you can see it better. But a friend of mine, she actually is a member of the Beach Cities Quilt Guild and was in the class a few weeks ago that I taught, and she gifted me this beautiful pin cushion. She actually bought the mini Happy Spools, which is on the wall, the mini Happy Spools cross stitch pattern from Katie at Count Your Stitches Designs. And she did the little cross stitch, and then she added some lace trim and some other trim and some little prairie points and buttons. And I had given her some scraps from Bountiful Blooms, and she just made this beautiful pin cushion. I thought, what a great idea, because those little cross stitch patterns.
Yeah, it's perfect.
They're minis, and it's perfect to embellish a pin cushion. So had to share that with
you all. She's so talented too. And so kind.
Yeah. And Nancy, she's also the one, I think did we pop up pictures of the bags that she gifted us?
Yeah, that was on the last episode.
That was the last one.
Same maker. Yeah. So her work is just beautiful.
She did it so quickly.
I know. I couldn't believe it. So I actually got to run into her yesterday at Quiltique in Henderson, one of our local quilt shops.
I loved your picture. I love that they had your quilt up on the wall.
Yes. And I was so surprised, you know, when you walk in and you see your pattern and our fabrics on the wall right in the end. It was just like really fun. So just a shout out to Quiltique. They're one of the, there's a few quilt shops in Las Vegas, but they're one that's been there quite a while.
So, a long time.
Yeah. Okay. And before we get started, I also want to mention Cozy Earth, who continues to be a sponsor of the Quilting Life podcast. And we love their products. They have super soft sheets and towels and They have blankets,
pajamas,
and yes, everything is made from ethically sourced viscose from bamboo, and it's naturally breathable and temperature regulating, and we love all of the products that we've tried. And we just want to remind you that you can still use the code AQUILTINGLIFE for 35% off any product on their website.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Billy now is going to share some survey results, and I was not surprised by the answers, but he's going to go into that right now.
Yeah, so like I mentioned on the last episode, and thank you to everyone who did participate in the survey or even left a comment under the video on YouTube, I'll just quickly go over some of the results that I found interesting. So first thing I found interesting is that the majority of people watch this podcast. And it wasn't super surprising, but maybe the number was surprising. It was like 75% of people don't listen to this podcast at all. They just watch it. And I could sort of gauge that from the number of views that each episode gets compared to the audio downloads. But yeah, so that was a little surprising, but at the same time, I did know that the majority of people did watch it. And like I said last time, it is a very visual podcast with displaying the quilts. But however, the number one app that people do listen on is Apple Podcasts. And then let's see, the social media platform that most people find quilting content on from our listeners, the number one response was Facebook at 67%. Well, not 67%, excuse me, but it was the number one response. Then there was the second social media platform was Instagram. And then the third was actually other. So it wasn't even Twitter or TikTok, either one of those.
Did we have YouTube on there as a response, though? I think we kind of messed up there by not offering.
I wouldn't.
Because I feel like a lot of people are on YouTube for their quilting content.
Sure, but I don't consider YouTube a social media platform.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a video.
It's more
content.
Like a website. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I would see it more.
Yeah,
you know,
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So, but Instagram, Facebook, definitely the top two. Others, I mean, there are other platforms out there. Unless maybe people considered the same way you thought of mom, that YouTube was one.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's why.
Or even blogs could be under other.
Sure.
Yeah.
If they thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just any other place they find it.
Right.
And then here's the big response, I guess, is that when I was at that conference I mentioned, we heard a lot about TikTok, and podcasters should be using TikTok to promote their podcast and everything, you know. Well, it was an overwhelming no to TikTok, very much so in the comments, even if you didn't take the survey. And then the survey, I mean, more 75% to 80% of our listeners that took the survey, it seems that they don't even have a TikTok account at all. And those that do, there's like another 20% don't use it for quilting content. And then the small percentage of our listeners that do, you know, have it, maybe that there's a very small percentage that do use that. We're not trying to exclude you or anything like that, but it's just, it, you know, now I can see that, would it really be useful for us to do anything on TikTok? You know, probably not. maybe to find new listeners that are on there, but as far as the listeners we have and our viewers, it doesn't seem like many do use that. So it was just good information to receive, to see that, yes, most people do watch this podcast. Those who listen, Apple seems to be the most popular one, followed by Spotify. And the number one social media platform that people like to use for quilting is Facebook. So those are the results. And thank you for everyone that did take the time to do the survey. It helps me out quite a bit, actually. And now I know that I'm not really going to do anything with TikTok, regardless of what they told me at the conference.
Yeah. Okay, so can I preface today's?
Yeah,
go
right ahead.
I'm so excited. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so I have apps, you know, that I use to track my mail that's coming to me at the post office and UPS and FedEx. And anyway, one day I noticed a package coming, UPS, and it said A Quilting Life, and then underneath it said Billy. And I was like, what?
From Moda.
It's from Moda, but it has Billy on it. And so it wasn't going to be here for a few days. And I was just like, I told Billy, I'm like, Moda is sending you something. I don't know what it is.
Well, she texted our, we have a group chat.
We have a group text. A group text. Yeah.
And she sent it and we were all having kind of a good laugh about it because we're like, what is Moda sending Billy? Yeah. Like we were super excited.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, like I was like thinking like, you know, Stacey Issue has like this dog fabric. And I was like, oh, maybe they're sending him some dog fabric because he has a dog. We couldn't figure it out. Anyway, so the package arrived and it contained a lovely card from Lisa Alexander. And she mentioned that she was a big fan of Billy and that she felt like he needed a t-shirt. And so she said, you know, there's a t-shirt here for you and there are two extras you can share with your mom and your sister if you want. And so the t-shirts all say, we're actually going to take a selfie and pop it up, right? Billy, we'll pop it up.
Yeah.
So the t-shirts say, Billy knows quilting. And
Billy knows quilting.
So,
and Billy is wearing his.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, Lisa also, her son, Bo, has been quite prevalent on her Instagram.
We love Bo.
And so I feel like kind of like, you know, Bo knows quilting
and Billy
knows quilting. So, because Bo is, you know, like the one I love the most is like he was going to the book signing for his mom's book and he was, you know, there early in line, you know. And anyway, so we really, really appreciate, we love these shirts. Yeah. And anyway, then as we were kind of talking about what we would do for this episode, Billy had the idea that we could actually give Billy a quiz to see how well Billy does know quilting.
We're very excited about this. Very. Yeah, it's a great idea. So, Billy, it's on the line.
Yeah.
And we want to know how much you know.
I figured if they're going to make these shirts for us and send them to me, which I do appreciate, and thank you, Lisa, for doing that. That's awesome. I was very surprised, but I feel like I should have to earn it. So I told my mom and sister to come up with some questions and give me some, and really find out, do I really know quilting? Do I deserve this shirt? So I have not seen these questions. We haven't discussed them. This is, as they read them here today, I'm going to hear them for the first time, and I promise not to edit out any of my wrong answers.
Okay. Oh, that's a good. Yeah,
he's not going to try to make himself look good.
We're on the honor code here now.
But then Billy also had the idea to quiz Chelsea and I after his quiz. So we've got two whiteboards. So
provided by Isabel, right?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say yes.
So we're going to get started. Do you want me to start, like, because you have four and I have like.
Yeah, mom, like, so came I'll up do with like so
three
many.
And then you do one, and then I'll do three and then you do one.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't take the one. Save that one for last. That was similar to mine.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And this, I'll just say one thing. We have some new lights, and maybe I need to tinker a little bit with the setup because I can't see my mom. So.
Oh.
But, but Chelsea will help coordinate when I'm answering.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But go ahead. Yeah, okay. We're good.
Question number one. Okay, what is the standard seam allowance for quilting?
Okay.
Oh, he knows this. He
I'm gonna say 1/4 inch.
Yes.
Okay. I've heard a lot of things about 1/4 inch seam allowance.
I'm writing it down.
So
okay.
All right. Billy won.
Okay.
Got 1 out of 1 so far.
Number 2, what major event follows Fall Quilt Market in Houston each year?
Oh.
This question was actually your dad's.
That is a good question.
Isn't that a good question?
Okay, so a major event that follows
Quilt Market.
Quilt Market.
Yes.
It's a quilting event.
It's a quilting event. It's right after market. Literally starts like the next day.
In Houston every fall.
I remember, but you guys don't stay for it, though.
No, we don't.
So I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if I know the actual title about it. It's not Quilt Market. It's Quilting Expo. I don't know.
You know what it is.
Really
you just don't know the name. You're
so
close.
What's the name?
Quilt Festival.
Quilt Festival. Okay, I said Quilt Expo. Okay.
This is my favorite day ever.
So, question okay. though, why don't you guys stay for Quilt Festival? Do you think you will in the past?
Well, for me, part of it is just like I've been away from home for so long that I just want to go home. And they do have the quilt show portion of that open during market that we can go over and look at.
So we don't miss that.
So we don't miss that part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mostly a commercial event for consumers along with the show. And since we see the show, we've just never stayed. Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say one little tidbit. I love hearing the stories from Joanna Figueroa and Deb Strain back in the day when it's still amazing, but very different. That was like all of them tried to stay like the whole time. It was, I love those stories.
Okay, this is a difficult one, and then you'll get an easy one from Chelsea, right?
Okay.
Mine are all of a sudden easy.
Okay, the Ohio Star Block is made up of 9 units. 4 of them are called what?
Okay. Is it flying geese?
Nope.
Ohio Star is made out of...
five squares in the...
Oh, half square triangles.
Nope.
Dang.
Quarter square triangles.
Okay.
But you're doing pretty well so far.
Four. So what are the other 5?
They're just squares.
Just squares. They're just squares. Yes. That makes sense. Okay. All right. So 2 incorrect now. One correct, two incorrect. Okay. Next question.
Billy, name 3 pre-cuts.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Okay, so you have fat quarters, jelly rolls, and charm packs.
Yeah!
Yay! Awesome.
Great job.
All right, okay.
And there's also mini charms and layer cakes.
He gets too, right? He gets a half a point.
He got them all but honey bun, right?
Yeah, he got them all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, we're impressed.
Okay. Okay, what is a low volume fabric?
Okay, so a low volume fabric, well, take a look at Happy Spools up there. It's the white or lighter fabric that is in the background, sort of.
What is a low volume fabric?
Okay, oh yeah, it's in the sashing too.
Yeah.
But it's in a collection, but it is... That's sort of hard to describe, I guess.
I'm giving him the point.
It doesn't have as many prints maybe on it as well.
There's more open space.
Because it sort of brings all the other colors in, ties it all together sort of, right?
Yeah, he said lighter background.
Yeah, lighter background.
Yeah, he said lighter background.
More open space, brings it together. Yeah, good job.
I'm giving you a point.
Am I going to get that one?
Yeah, all right. I'm giving
Chelsea's
you a point.
Giving it to
okay.
you. Okay. What is a Dresden?
A Dresden is...
I'm going to stop laughing.
Like a Dresden quilt block?
Yes.
It's sort of like a flower, right?
Yes.
I mean, I can't...
That's not really...
There's a circle in the middle, and then there's the thing.
And then there's...
I guess leaves?
Yeah, they're
like petals.
They can be pointed or round.
Mm-hmm.
And they're surrounded with a circle. And
if you gave me a picture with 4 different choices, I would have selected the right one.
I would have selected that one.
Yeah.
Point!
Yeah, that antique quilt that my grandmother's grandmother made with the yellow, those are Dresden's with rounded.
You got it right.
Good job. Okay, it's one more.
You like how we're rewarding him? Great job.
I need the positive reinforcement.
Yeah. Okay. One more, and then Chelsea. Okay. So, what is bias binding?
Okay.
Mom, bias. You're so mean.
These are challenging. So, I like know a lot of them, but then how would I describe them?
Give him pictures, and he would have to like.
Well, he has actually filmed a video. I did a video on.
Well, bias, is that when it's slanted?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So when the bias is, does that only work if it has like striped fabric
No, you can do it
striped
on
fabric looks really cute that way, but you can do anything. You can cut anything that way.
Okay. So
like, you just do it differently.
Even looking at that, I guess I could see that print on that binding being more because that's not bias right there, right?
No, but the binding on the quilt on the table.
This one.
I don't know if you can see it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But
that's,
it is.
Right that's here. I did bias binding on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Billy.
Okay.
What does WOF stand for? I call it WOF. What does WOF stand for in a pattern?
Oh, in a pattern.
In a quilting pattern. Now, this is always in the instructions at the beginning of my pattern because I use this term in the pattern.
With the fabric.
Yay.
I have to think about that. Okay. With the fabric. That's right.
Awesome.
Very impressed. Very, very impressed.
What is the difference between English paper piecing and foundation paper piecing?
These are like...
He's filmed videos on both of these.
I have. English paper.
How is he going to describe that?
So, is
English?
That one is English paper.
That's what I was going to say. But is English paper piecing only for those flower blocks?
No, it can be a lot of different shapes.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, don't you put something in the middle on English paper piecing?
Yes, like
and then
a
work
template
around it.
And yes, good.
But he's foundation getting... paper piecing. I remember you doing something about it.
We did a Moda Blockheads quilt block with that, if that refreshes your memory.
Yeah. I remember doing that, but I don't... I just remember you having the paper and then you pinned it to the block.
Yes, good.
And did that. But I don't really understand the difference between it, actually.
So I was sewing on top of the paper with my machine, if you remember
on that
one.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah,
and you don't do that.
Sewing right through the paper.
With the English piecing.
Yeah, the English paper piecing is handwork.
Yes, that's right.
And then the other one is...
You use the sewing machine a little bit.
We're giving him 1 point for English paper piecing and a half a point for,
so I
for
get,
foundation.
Do I get half a point?
Because you got a half a point for extra credit, so now you have 2 more points.
Okay.
Okay.
So I got 6.5 right and 2.5 wrong so far.
Okay, so I need to give you... Let's see, we did that. What is a medallion quilt?
I have heard you guys talk about medallion quilts.
But I don't know that he's ever filmed a video on one.
He has.
He has?
Because I have one.
You guys film a lot of videos.
Okay, tell me what...
If I tell you the name of the quilt...
Yeah, tell me the quilt pattern.
So gelato...
Oh, yeah, he has.
Oh, that was a while ago, as far as I remember. All right, I'm just going to take the loss on this one. Explain to me what it is.
So there's... Generally a block or group of blocks in the middle.
Center.
And then the quilt builds outward with different borders of different styles of blocks.
Yeah.
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 You haven't done one of those for a while,
It's
though,
been a little while.
Because I was going to say it's been a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Chelsea.
Name 3 Sherry and Chelsea fabric collections.
Okay, that's...
Because you make fun of the names all the time.
Okay, so I'll go Happy Days, Balboa, and Simply Delightful.
He chose 2 old ones.
I mean, awesome. Chelsea, I'll remember the ones since we started working together because
I'm impressed.
I hear about it for like 4 month periods, you know.
I'm impressed. These quotes, I'm impressed. So, my next one's harder.
Yeah.
I
have an easy one next.
Oh, perfect.
What is your favorite Sherry and Chelsea collection?
there's no wrong answer on that one, I guess.
He only gets a half a point.
I would say Simply Delightful because that had more orange in it.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
That's right.
Okay.
You've always liked orange.
You have 8 points so far.
Okay. So next question is you've kind of talked about this a little bit today. So what is the difference between a flying geese and a half square triangle? Mm.
Okay. So, I could point them out. I know what they are. The flying geese has...
Describe it.
It has like the triangle pointing inwards towards the center of the block of the quilt.
Maybe we should give you the whiteboard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, okay, so a half square triangle, what's that?
Well, a half square triangle is it's half of it's a triangle. Like it's pointing, I don't know. I can't.
So there's a half
it.
Square triangle behind Chelsea.
We want you to draw.
Chelsea's going to take him the whiteboard. Draw the two blocks.
Okay. I'm a horrible artist, by the way.
You're so mean. I didn't even think of any of this. I was like trying to make them creative and fun.
I was watching TV last night, just like coming up with these questions.
He's looking at me like...
No, I'm looking at the...
He's cheating.
So,
this Hold is... Hold it up for the camera, Billy.
There isn't a flying... Oh, yes, there is a flying...
This is Pictionary.
There is a flying geese block.
He did it!
Very good!
Very good!
I'll show mine. So, this is the flying geese, and that's the half-square triangle.
Yes, you did it!
We okay. have credit. An up-and-coming pattern designer.
Full credit.
Here, wait, you keep that.
But do you know what I mean? Like, isn't the flying geese always pointing?
Well, you can do it either way.
Yeah. I could flip it.
Yeah, okay. Yes. You could flip it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Point!
That's okay. Awesome. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Last one?
Why, do you have...
I think this should be the last one.
I have one more. It's an easy one, though. Do you have a favorite quilt block or style of quilt?
Why do you do this?
What is my favorite, I guess?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't thought. I guess the... I don't really know. I like just the ones with... I guess I like scrappy quilts the best. So with all the string blocks and everything.
Oh, okay.
We
awesome.
Are very ones I've seen impressed. Those.
That's good. Yeah.
Awesome. I like those. Impressed.
Okay. Now you have one more.
Yes, I have one more. What does RST stand for?
RST. Is this another pattern thing?
We say this a lot in our videos, don't we? Wouldn't you say? In tutorial videos, we say this a lot. I said this so many times when we did the Be Mine quilts along.
But did you say it? You said it all the way out, or you didn't say RST a lot, did you?
I did not say RST. I said what it
she
meant.
She said it out. Yeah.
You said...
When you're working with block pieces, what does RST stand for?
I think the Jeopardy timer just went off.
Okay. Right sides together.
Oh, yes. Right sides together. Okay.
I do have one more question. Oh, I was instructed to give this last by your father.
Oh, okay.
Who is the one that came up with the festival question? Would you rather be here with me and Chelsea right now or golfing with your brother and your dad?
So, choose wisely.
Yeah, because right now they are golfing.
They are golfing.
Well.
He would rather be golfing.
I mean, it depends on the day. It is a nice day.
It is a nice day.
If it was windy and cold out, I'd like probably yesterday. Rather just be in here. But
yeah.
But yeah.
It's pretty nice out there.
It depends. It depends if how I was doing. So.
Okay. Billy!
I think you did really well.
Did
yeah.
So good.
There's a couple that couldn't be wrong answers, but
right.
There's that. Okay. Well, so I think overall 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8.5 to 3.5. So like, yeah, 8
you
out of 12.
Like a B. Yeah. A B.
Yeah. That's not bad. I guess I think I earned the shirt.
Yeah.
Well
I
enough.
Think so.
Billy has earned the shirt. Now we just need Billy and Bo on a podcast together. Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. We need to like have
we
them
should,
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should set it up at Quilt Market.
Yes.
And we can have a semi like mini podcast with Bo.
Oh, my goodness. And yeah. And we could like train Billy and Lisa could train Bo.
Yes.
And,
yeah. We want their perspective on all things quilting is what we want.
So we're taking the podcast out on the road, huh?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm like nervous about this.
I'm nervous
so
too.
Mine's is going to be, I mean, a lot of it, I don't know how much, like what would you grade yourselves on your knowledge of like the history of quilting?
Oh, like I don't even know if I know that much
oh,
about
really?
The history.
What?
Okay.
Maybe we're both going to fail everything.
Ooh, yeah. Well, then And yeah, so this is definitely.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. And
you have the answers to
yes,
so I that we can answers. Learn from this.
I have good. All the answers.
Learning, yeah.
Yeah. So this okay. could be just like a very educational podcast for you guys and for the listeners.
Right. I like it.
And I also have to preface that I don't know this stuff myself, obviously. So I did find different questions online from a variety of sources. If there is something that somebody hears and they are like, that is absolutely wrong, I don't, no hard feelings. If you want to leave me the correct answer in the comments and tell me where you found that, that's perfectly fine. I'm not trying to mislead anyone here. So I just did a quick search to find some questions.
Fun. All I'm right. ready.
I'm so nervous.
They have
I'm
their scared, whiteboards.
But I'm ready.
So that you guys okay. can write your answers. Now, let me say, if I say A is this, B, and you know it's A, wait till I read all the answers so that,
okay.
You,
okay.
know, you know, if one of you, I know you guys are a little competitive.
Yeah, Chelsea might be looking at what I'm doing. Yeah.
Or, oh, Mom she just started look. Writing when he said the B, it must be B. Okay.
Right.
So, okay. First one, what is generally accepted as the quote lifespan of cotton fabric in years? A is 70, B is, and this is years, 70 years, B is 80 years, C is 90 years, D is 100 years.
Wow.
How long will your cotton last?
And it has to be one of those four choices?
Yes.
It has to be?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when you're ready,
flip our boards
hold
up.
Hold your boards up.
Don't look at me.
No, I already wrote my answer.
write it a little bigger, Mom, maybe, for the camera. Yeah, big letter. Okay. So ready and flip. Okay. Chelsea wrote C, 90 years. Mom wrote D, 100 years. And the correct answer is D, 100 oh, my years. Goodness.
Are you keeping points? Are you keeping points?
I will. I had a total of 20 questions there.
Oh, wow.
So okay. we'll see. We might shorten it up a little bit.
I was trying to go in the middle because...
Okay, so...
I'm glad it's multiple choice.
Yeah,
I know.
What is sometimes referred to as the, quote, perfect portable, and it's a perfect portable sewing machine? Okay. So A, the Janome Sew Mini, B, the Singer Featherweight, C, Brother Project Runway CS50555PRW, or D, the Singer 5400 Sew Mate. The perfect portable.
You are writing over there like you know the answer.
Okay. You both selected B, and you're both correct. It is the Singer Featherweight. Okay.
I was like, you can't go wrong with that.
Yes.
All right. The next question here. Let's see here. Okay. Flower and feed sacks featuring geometric or floral designs did not appear in America until what decade? A, 1920s, B, 1930s, C, 1940s, or D, 1950s?
When they first appeared?
When they first appeared.
Yeah. So flour and feed sacks featuring...
We need Lindsay McRae to answer.
Geometric Lindsay McRae
floral
here.
Designs. So I'm guessing that those designs first came there before they started showing up on quilts. I don't know.
Yeah, women started using them for... Okay, I'm going to put my answer. You ready?
I need Lindsay.
Okay, so we have A, 1920s, and C, 1940s, but the correct answer is actually right in between.
Is it B?
B,
dang
1930s.
It. Okay, so because that Dresden quilt that we have, my great-great-grandmother that made it, she died in 1936.
Oh, okay.
So I knew they were there in the 30s, I just wasn't sure about
sure
the
20s. Sure when they originated.
Yeah, yeah, because she used some of those.
Man, dang it.
Okay, so now we know it really is that, and that's why they call them 30s, the 30s quilt style. So, yeah, I thought maybe the 20s, but...
Lindsay's going to be listening to this like, come on, guys!
Okay.
Okay, the next one, what is the purpose of the groove on a needle? A, prevents poor slash inconsistent thread tension. B, reduces the chance of the needle breaking. C, glides easily through fabric, minimizing the puncture size. Or D, allows thread to lie close to the needle as it passes through the eye of the needle.
Wow.
What is the purpose of the groove on the needle? Yeah. And if you need me to reread any of those, let me know.
I have it between two.
I have it between two, too. Okay.
And turn.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. Well, I got to say that you're both wrong because you have to come up with one. But the correct answer was D. She wrote B.
Oh, I said A or D. Okay.
You're wrong.
I'm half right.
No. Do not give her a point. It's multiple choice.
I'm not. Okay. I'm going to have to say no on that.
Okay.
But
I should have just gone with D.
All right. So the first cotton prints in America were made by John Hewson between 1778 and 1780. What were they called? A, solids. B, prints. C, calicoes, or D, rotaries. This is back to...
What were they first called?
Yes, the first cotton prints. The first cotton prints in America were made by a man named John Hewson.
Do you know, Mom?
Solids,
I have a guess.
Prints, calicoes, or rotaries.
I just don't know that it would, like...
Okay, are we ready?
Yep. Ready and go. You are correct. It was calico.
Yay! Yes.
And it has a little fun fact here. So originally calico derived from Calcutta, India, where hand-woven printed fabrics were made.
Oh, super cool.
So that's why they were called calicos. Yeah. All right. Good job on that
one. Just a little history lesson for all of us.
Okay. The next one, true or false. So got 50% chance here. It is better to machine quilt on the bias first and then with the grain last. A, true. B is false. Does that make sense? It is better to machine quilt on the bias first and then with the grain last. Or does that not make sense at all?
Well, it does make sense, but...
Could you argue both ways for this?
I want to, I'm just going to put an answer.
Need to call a friend.
Yeah. Phone a friend. I think I'm going to use one of my lifelines right now. We're going to call Val and Marion so that.
Okay. This is a total guess. I mean, it's a 50-50 chance, right? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And show. Mom said true. Chelsea said false. This answer key says that it's false. It says quilt with the grain. Quilt with the grain first to stabilize the quilt.
You know,
then on the bias last as it will stretch more.
Okay. Okay.
I think we're tied.
Are we tied now?
I think we're tied.
Let me see. Yep. Actually, it is 3-3.
Okay.
Okay. Through six.
Yeah. We're both pretty competitive. Yeah. Actually.
We need to state that.
All right. Here's a fun one. The thimble is thought to have originated in what European country? A, Holland. B, Spain, C, France, or D, Ireland. Where did the thimble originate from? And then you ready?
Between two.
A for Mom, C was what did I say, Chelsea? France. The correct answer is A, Holland.
I almost picked Holland. I literally, the first answer in my head was it's Holland.
I feel like my grandma told me that one time. Yeah.
It says the Dutch were thought to have invented the bell-shaped thumb shield used by tailors and sailors.
Yeah.
I just kept thinking France, there's so much history there.
Of handwork and beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been my next guess.
Okay. Here's a superstition question. I had never heard of this. I'm curious if either of you know the answer to this. Superstition. You should not quilt at all on what day of the week? A is Monday, B is Friday, C is Saturday, D is Sunday. And if you're ready, Chelsea.
Wait.
And again, I don't know where this is coming from, but
this is where this is coming from.
Okay, ready? Mom said D, Chelsea said A. The correct answer is D, Sunday.
Oh my goodness.
So when I was first married and I went over to visit Dad's parents, we went there on a Sunday one time and I took sewing.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law was like, you can't sew on Sunday.
Why?
You're going to have to pick out all your stitches when you die.
Oh, really?
She meant it. What? And so...
oh, my goodness.
It's just like a Christian day of rest.
It must be a Christian thing.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So then for years, I like had this guilt complex when I sewed on Sunday. And then I like was like, well, I do a lot of charitable sewing and giving things. So I'm just going to do all my... If I'm making a gift for somebody, I'm going to sew that on Sunday.
I like sewing on Sundays.
I know.
Especially if I do bind, I like binding on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah. So wow. I've gotten over it, but yeah, I knew that was the answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
Okay. So the next one is, what is finger pressing? A, technique used in creating half square triangles. B, part of a sewing machine's presser foot. C, using your finger to press a seam quickly without an iron. Or D, traditional stitch used in hand sewing.
Have you heard of this?
And I have. I think I've heard Mom say finger pressing before.
You are over there. Finger pressing. There's one obvious answer.
Are you ready?
But I feel tricked. No. Wait.
Chelsea might.
Oh my goodness. I'm just going to guess.
Okay. Ready? Turn. C and D. And the correct answer is C. It was
the obvious.
Yep. It was the obvious answer. Just to use your finger to press the seam without an iron.
That is so weird. Everyone's going to be like, Chelsea.
I can see why you wouldn't know that too, because you've never like really, sometimes it's used in foundation paper piecing or stuff that you haven't really done a lot of. So
that's so interesting.
And I've just always taught you to use your iron. So
yeah. That is so interesting.
Okay. So this one, in reference to quilting, what is meant by the term loft? A, batting or puffiness. B, puckering of fabric when quilting. C, thread count in quilter's cotton. D, another term for quilt guild. What is meant by the term loft? If you need me to read any of those again, let me know. And you guys are both correct. You selected batting or puffiness. Okay.
That term just seemed more fitting for that.
Yeah, and I actually almost used that word today because...
Really?
I used batting with more loft in this quilt to try it out. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something that I've never heard you guys talk about, so we'll see if you know this. Name a stitch typically found on a Victorian crazy quilt. First off, do either of you know what a Victorian crazy quilt is? Okay.
I don't.
So, A, feather stitch. B, satin stitch. C, outline or running stitch. Or D, all of the above.
One that's most commonly found, you said?
It says, typically found on a Victorian crazy quilt. Mom said D, all the above, and that is correct. So all of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Because think of the word crazy. Like,
why they just make it a question?
They just took pieces of patchwork, all different shapes, I can show you an image because Barbara Brackman just wrote an article on it on her blog recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can just go right to that blog post and...
I guess that's true. Crazy quilt, you have all of the different stitches on there.
Yeah, and they're just like, and a lot of them use satins and...
That's crazy.
Really brocades and really fancy. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So here's getting to a couple more technical ones.
Yeah, and I got to redeem myself.
And you guys asked me about, or mom asked me at least, about foundation blocks. So this question, foundation blocks are found in what, in which group of patterns? So the first group, A, is log cabin, pineapple, and press piecing. B would be Dresden plate, sunbonnet Sioux, Rose of Sharon. C, schoolhouse, star, Bethlehem, or ocean waves. So which of those three groups has foundation blocks?
Can you read them again?
Yeah, because there's...
Okay.
I don't think we're talking about foundation paper piecing. I think we're talking about...
Foundation blocks. Okay, so maybe that's something completely different.
So read it again.
Okay, it is... So foundation blocks are found in which group of patterns? Log cabin, pineapple, and press piecing is A. B would be Dresden plate, sunbonnet Sioux, and Rose of Sharon. And C is schoolhouse, star, Bethlehem, or ocean waves. And ocean waves. A, you both selected and you're both correct.
Yeah, I was going to say if those are because,
All right. Let me mark that down there. Okay, about four more, I think, would be the sweet spot.
Okay.
Here's a fun one. Who is the inventor of the sewing machine? Elias Howe.
This is going to be
Isaac Senior or Richard Sears? A, B, or C?
Mom, do
A,
you know?
Elias Howe.
I think so.
B, Isaac Singer, or C, Richard Sears?
This is going to be so embarrassing.
And mom selected A, Elias Howe. You selected Singer, Chelsea, and it is Elias Howe.
Oh, my goodness. How do I not? Like, I am so embarrassed.
Barbara Brackman, read her blog.
How do you know this?
She writes about a lot of this stuff. Like, she'll get all these photographs from the old newspapers in the 1800s, and she'll give you the history. Yeah.
Well, so she's very into quilting history, huh?
Oh, yeah. And she's the author of the... I don't know how many thousands of quilt blocks in that book that we both have. And she's a quilt historian. And her story is really incredible because she started compiling all of this information before computers. And she had it all in these paper files. And
that's crazy. Yeah,
she's incredible. She has designed many fabric collections for Moda, too, based on historical collections that she's researched.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one here. That was 13. Okay. Okay, here it is. Which of the following quilt patterns is not thought of as in vogue in the 1930s? Drunkard's Path, B, Grandmother's Flower Garden, C, Double Wedding Ring, or D, Dresden Plate? So does that basically mean popular in the 1930s?
Yeah, so read them again.
Okay. So A, Drunkard's Path, B, Grandmother's Flower Garden, C, Double Wedding Ring, or D, Dresden Plate. So I'm guessing by your reaction, you thought all of those were pretty popular.
Yeah. So the one I picked, because we had that great, we had a couple of ancestor grandmas who were quilting then, but I picked the one that she didn't make.
Okay.
Is how I picked mine.
Okay. Chelsea picked Drunkard's Path. And mom picked Double Wedding Ring, and the correct answer is Drunkard's Path.
Oh, wow. Hey,
I guess. I didn't know.
Wow, because she made one of those. She made that. She made the Grandmother's Flower Garden and the Dresden, but she never made a Double Wedding Ring.
Really? Yeah, and it didn't really give an explanation as to what decade that would have been in.
So maybe the Drunkard's Path came earlier. Maybe it was the 20s.
Yeah. If she did it in the 30s.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I didn't know. I just guessed.
Because my Mahalo quilt... is based on a quilt that she did, and that is a Drunkard's Path variation.
Yeah.
So.
And I've seen those original blocks.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Was quilting in the 20s too, so. Okay.
Okay. Let me see here. This one. What characterizes a, quote, summer spread? Light colors. B, no backing. C, no batting. Or D, smaller than bed quilts made to use as picnic cloths.
Can you read those again?
Yeah. So what characterizes a summer spread? A, light colors. B, no backing. C, no batting. D, smaller than bed quilts made to use as picnic cloths.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. Mom said C, no batting. And Chelsea said A, which was light colors. And the correct answer is C, no batting.
Oh, my goodness. Did you know
that? I did know that one.
You knew?
Yeah, I just...
But why
I
had no to ask, batting? So,
well, because why you no don't batting? Need to it to it, be warm.
You don't need it to be warm.
I would assume.
Yeah.
You want to know what, y'all? I'm sending Mom on Millionaire. I'm sending her on Jeopardy. I will drive her.
Okay.
I'm older.
I'm what? This is like the best history lesson for me. Like, this, yeah, this is like really great trivia.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Okay, so what quilt making technique has always been done by machine? A, Seminole patchwork. B, prairie points. Or C, miniature quilts.
Wow, read that again.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard
I'm
any of these.
I'm not really liking this question.
Which quilt making technique has always been done by machine? A is Seminole patchwork. B is prairie points. Or C is miniature quilts.
I just feel like all of those things could be done by hand.
Hmm. Maybe this is one that could be contested by.
Seminole patchwork. What was B?
Prairie points.
Prairie points. And then
C was miniature quilts.
Okay. I don't know. I'm like totally guessing here.
All right. You both said B, and according to this is A, Seminole patchwork.
Oh my goodness.
Is the one that is always done by quilting, by machine.
But why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you aware of what Seminole patchwork is?
Maybe I don't know what it is.
Okay. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know either.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, now.
Okay.
No, I want like a list of these questions just so I can like remember.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we're going to do, I forgot those two questions. So we're going to do like three more.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
What are the following? What category is the following? Tapestry, crewel, upholstery, and quilting. Is that types of yarn, types of fabric, types of needles, or types of scissors?
Wait, okay, read it again.
Yeah, read
okay.
it again.
Okay. Okay.
So tapestry, crewel, upholstery, and quilting.
Okay. And now what are the choices again?
Your choices are yarn, fabric, needles, or scissors.
Okay.
A, yarn.
Okay.
B, fabric. C, needles.
Okay.
D, scissors.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I do.
Is this embarrassing if I get it wrong?
No.
Oh my gosh. This is so, I'm like failing.
It is, the correct answer is C, types of needles. Yeah. Mom
what
selected.
What in the world?
Yeah, but I've done more handwork than you have. And so, yeah, needles can be classified as
upholstery needles, okay.
Crewel, tapestry, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm over here like, is it yarn? Like,
okay.
Actually, this. Okay, I'm just gonna do one more, and I don't know if you guys know this one at all. That's why I was sort of curious.
Okay.
So this will be the last one. We'll cap it. 15 is a good number. Where is Quilt City, USA? A. Houston, Texas. B. Lowell, Massachusetts. C. Cutstown, Pennsylvania. I think I pronounced that right. And then D is Paducah, Kentucky. Pronounce that right.
Mom,
Quilt City, USA. Houston, Texas. Lowell, Massachusetts. Cutstown, Pennsylvania. Or Paducah, Kentucky. And I don't...
Do you know?
I don't know why.
I do know.
This
I,
is Quilt
I know
City,
why
USA.
Three of them are there. I don't know why the fourth one is there. So I'm going to have to learn.
Wait, read it again.
All
one more
significant.
Time. Quilting City of USA.
Yeah, where is Quilt City, USA?
So what city has that nickname?
Okay, read them again.
Yeah. Houston, Texas is A. Lowell, Massachusetts, B. Cutstown, Pennsylvania, C. And Paducah, Kentucky is D.
Oh my goodness, you might have to cut this out if I get this wrong.
The correct answer is D, Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. My God.
But wait, right. I gotta, like, I didn't want to correct you before because then she might get the answer.
Oh, so I...
Paducah.
Paducah. Oh,
okay.
But, so I can see why they would put Houston in there and Paducah. And I believe the Massachusetts one is where the Dear Jane quilt, I believe that's where she...
Which one did I choose?
The Dear Jane, but I'm not sure why the other city would be significant. Now I need to look that up.
The Pennsylvania one.
Yeah.
Which one did I choose?
You chose C, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I need to look that one up. That one I'm not familiar with.
What? This is so embarrassing.
Unless maybe it's an Amish community, but there's bigger Amish communities, I feel
like. Everyone quilts all over the world.
Paducah is kind of like the big...
Yeah.
Yeah, so... How? If you have a quilt entered Barbara in Paducah, Brackett. Like Judy Madsen of Green Prairie Quilts, she won in Paducah.
Did she really?
Yes. And
what?
I forget who pieced it. I think it might have been Thelma of Cupcakes.
Yeah.
I think they collaborated on a quilt and they won in Paducah.
I don't know if I earned my t-shirt, you guys.
So
I really don't know.
So
that is so sad.
These were hard questions.
These were tough. So what did mom get out of 15?
So I have...
I don't want to know what I got.
Okay. I wasn't going to announce it. I got mom getting 13 out of the 15.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really good, mom.
Chelsea got 3 out of the 15.
No, you got more than that, Chelsea. No.
I thought it was fun. Oh, my goodness. I do need to look up, what was that one right at the end, that style of quilting?
Oh, the yes, Seminole. The
drunkard. Seminole.
Oh, no,
I need
Seminole.
To look that up.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know what it is. But
Seminole patchwork.
My grandmother made a quilt with a Seminole border, is what I thought it was called.
Yeah.
But she did it by machine, so... there must be some other meaning to that. I need to look up.
The Drunkard's Path was not in the 1930s.
Yeah, that one really got me. Yeah.
And maybe I missed, maybe we did do 16 because I felt like you missed one early on.
Yeah, so that we both missed.
Yeah, maybe it was 13 out of 16. But anyway, pretty good overall.
That was really fun.
Either way. So
that was super, I will say this about
informative.
Informative is what we'll call my experience. I love that we did that today.
Yeah, that was such a fun idea. Inspired by Lisa.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
It's definitely different, but hopefully people learned something today from it.
And that's what my hope is that because the questions you asked us, never has anyone asked like a question on the podcast about that.
Yeah.
So I think that's informative for everyone. That was fun.
So fun. Okay, so our next episode is when?
Monday, April 24th is our next episode, and... that's just two for this month. So,
Well, thanks so much for stopping by.